So let's welcome in the head coach of the Detroit Lions. Say hello to Jim Schwartz. Jim, you're on with Jim Miller, Pat Kerwin, Moving the Chain, SiriusXM, NFL Radio. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you, Coach. Hope everything went well on Christmas Day.
Yeah, same to you guys. You know, the NFL, it's hard to really celebrate holidays. You know, we play on Thanksgiving Day, and it's, you know, it's a compact work week trying to get ready for it. And then Christmas Day, you know, the whole time you're opening presents, you're thinking about the game you have coming up that Sunday. And that's just the way it is in the NFL.
That's darn truth right there. So holidays come afterwards. Been a rough year, Jimmy, but what I just said to Jim Miller was I think this is a – and you don't want to hear it yet. It's an off-season discussion, but it's a bounce-back team. You've got too many good things in place, another strategic draft and a couple decisions in personnel. And I think you can, and I don't want to look past this game this week, but that's where I was talking before you came on the show. That's how I look at your team. You could bounce right back next year.
Well, health is always part of it. You know, last year we had injuries in our defensive secondary, but you know, for the most part, we stayed relatively injury free in a lot of other areas. And this year, you know, our skill positions on offense were wiped out with wide receiver and tight end and you know, a lot of different areas. But like you said, that's to worry about next year. Our job this week is to go out and win a division game against Chicago Bears. It's a home game, a game that the Bears need if they want to stay alive in the playoff hunt. It's our job to keep them from being there.
Yeah, it's really amazing, Coach, because I kind of look at Calvin Johnson and Matthew Stafford almost like Jay Cutler and Brandon Marshall. It's almost a two-man fast break because, I mean, you're moving the football, no problem. Pat just talked about the numbers. I mean, 443 yards last week. Calvin Johnson breaks Jerry Rice's record. I mean, just these two guys and how they're on the same page and what their ability to really make those plays. But, again, I think Pettigrew being out in the red zone maybe affects the scoring a little bit for the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, we have to take more advantage of the chances that we have. We've turned the ball over way too much, and we haven't gotten it on defense. You know, it's one thing if you're turning over, but you're also getting it back on defense. Our defense hasn't forced very many turnovers this year, and our offense has given up twice what we gave last year. And, you know, I mean, that's the bottom line of our season right there. We played Chicago on a Monday night a couple months ago and lost 13-7. Turned the ball over twice in the low red zone and once in the plus 50. So we had to do a better job of protecting the football in those situations. And when you do get down there, we need to convert touchdowns. And if no touchdowns, we need to convert points. And that'll be, you know, a really big key point in this game. Like you said, Chicago with Cutler and Brandon Marshall, Lions with Stafford and Calvin Johnson, there are a lot of similarities there. You know, I don't know the way Matt Forte will turn out for Sunday. I don't know if he'll play or not. But certainly Calvin and Matt have been consistent for the Lions this year, and Brandon Marshall and Cutler have been consistent for the Bears.
You're a defensive guy by trade here. When you see Brandon Marshall, I mean, it seems like a heavy dose of pitch and catch, not much different than yours. But when you're defending Brandon Marshall, how do you – I don't want you to give anything away here, but to me, I'd be so intrigued to overplay the guy, just flat out overplay him and see what else would go on, because I don't see a lot of other things going on. Maybe I'm missing something there.
You mean other playmakers?
Yeah, just force the game to someone else besides
him. Well, you know, Forte has been their balance. You know, Forte running the ball, they've run the ball a lot more than they have in previous years. You know, and that's been a thing. And then also Forte's been their second leading receiver. So if they didn't have him, that would certainly limit their next option. You know, they have other guys that can make plays. They've sort of been rolling through injuries this year, too. They drafted a receiver, Alshon Jeffrey, who's really big, almost tight end type receiver that made some big plays for him down the field. He broke his hand, and, you know, he sort of struggled to come back after he's done that. Devin Hester is a guy that can make a play. Earl Bennett's a very good wide receiver. They have other guys that can do it, but Brandon Marshall has been the guy that's been there and been probably a lot like us. You know, the other guys need to prove that they can make the play. For us, we see a lot of double teams with Calvin. Bears see a lot of double teams with Brandon Marshall. To see what both of those guys have done this year, even though they've been doubled on a lot of plays, you know, shows why they're two Pro Bowl players this year.
Well, Coach, just you know, you've been consistent every week. I know the losing streak has been tough, but saying, hey, we just want to go out. We want to win. We want to finish strong. And, you know, this game's no different. But does any team, and I've been on a few that do take the mindset, yeah, I'd like to be the spoiler. I'd like to destroy the Bears' opportunity to get in postseason play. I mean, maybe could you touch about the feelings from your football team and what you've seen from the players this week?
There's a lot of reasons for this game to be important. Like I said, it's a division game. It's a team we know very well. It's a home game for us. You know, the Bears have a chance to be able to get into the playoffs. Our job's to keep them from doing it. And also give us a chance to end the season on a winning note. And it's been way too long since we won a game. And, you know, that'd be something also that would, that would help us as we, you know, just go forward. You know, you have so many games we lost by, you know, close margins and things like that. To be able to go out and get a win, keep a team from getting into the playoffs, those things would all be, things that we could point to.
Your pass rush, their pass protection. There was a time when it was, they struggled in Chicago. It appears Jimmy covers them closely, so he sees them. It appears that it's actually improved a little bit there. Your thoughts when you watch the tape of those guys?
Well, they've had some rolling positions there also. Kareem, he was at right tackle, then he was at right guard, then he's back to right tackle. Webb and Garza have been consistent, you know, throughout the year, but there have been some shuffling. Jonathan Scott's done a good job of going in when he was healthy of giving him a veteran player on the offensive line. But that is a big matchup in this game. You know, we're a little bit beat up on the defensive line. They're a little bit beat up on the offensive line. But our ability to stop the run, like I said, they've really made a commitment to running it. They've done a good job running the football. Forte's, a tough customer back there. They lost Bush, which was a good short yardage back and also gave them a little different dimension. But, that matchup of O-line versus D-line on both sides of the ball is a big matchup. On the other side, you have a guy like Julius Peppers, Melton, two Pro Bowl players against our offensive line trying to get to Matt Stafford.
Joined by the head coach of the Detroit Lions as he gets his team prepared to take on the 9-6 Chicago Bears, Ford Field on Sunday, 1 p.m. on Fox. And Coach, we've talked pretty much every week about Mekhi Lashore. And Pat and I always bring up drills, like the gauntlet drill, where you can get running backs, receivers to protect the football. I mean, how do you get your message through to the young running back, Mekhi Lashore, with the one fumble last week?
Yeah, you know, he's had three lost fumbles this year. And that's after a college career where he had none. And he's a ball secure guy in drills and in everything else. He has good mechanics of holding the ball and things like that. And, this was a circumstance. A guy put a helmet right on the ball when he was spinning off of a tackle. And, you know, it wasn't due to him being, careless with the football or having bad fundamentals or anything else. We do all those same things. You know, our running backs start every day with the first drill they do are ball security drills. And, last year we had six total fumbles as a team. This year we have 13, and Lashore and Calvin both have three. So, taking care of the football, sometimes there's things you can do fundamentally. Other times you just need to, have good fortune. A ball goes down, you need to be able to cover it. We forced some fumbles on defense and, the ball sort of bounced the other way. We haven't had guys to be able to get on top of it. And, however we do it, the ball security has been an issue for Mekhi. And, it's something that we need to put in the past. For him to be the kind of player that he can be.
Well, the only reason why I bring it up is just watching, I know you guys watch the tape of Peanut Tillman. I mean, this guy is unbelievable. I mean, he looks like Joe Lewis or something, how he puts the knockout blow with that little jab punch that he has to really force that ball out.
Yeah, our wide receivers all need to be, need to be aware of it. Our tight ends, all the skill players, anybody handling the football. You know, generally they don't expect that from a corner, but like you said, he's got that technique down. Not only is he a good tackler, but he can do more than that. He punches the ball out and has made some big plays for him this year, not just with interceptions, but with all the forced fumbles, and that's why he's a Pro Bowl corner.
Jimmy, last one for me, and good luck in this game. Anyone you're waiting on that, it might be Sunday before we know if he can go, it's a game-time decision kind of guy?
Well, probably the guy that would fit closest there is Pettigrew. You know, haven't played for a couple weeks. He got an ankle sprain against Green Bay on the Sunday night game a few weeks ago. Hasn't been back on the practice field. You know, so we'll see where he gets to this week. He's a guy that's played a lot of football. Wouldn't need to practice a whole lot to be able to go on Sunday. But, you know, we'll just see when we get to Sunday. Pretty much everybody else is already gone on to the injured reserve. You know, and at this time of year, that's what happens with a lot of those guys. If they're going to miss 4 or 5 weeks, 6 weeks with injuries, you know, you put them down at the very end and get another guy up in their place.
Well, Coach, last one for me, and again, good luck to this weekend against the Chicago Bears. But one of the topics Pat and I brought up were obviously quarterbacks under pressure, like Tony Romo, how it's a big week for him going into Washington and the pressure he's under. Or say Joe Flacco of Baltimore. Wanted to get your thoughts on Jay Cutler, how he handles pressure, how he's played this year for the Chicago Bears with really somewhat similar offenses that we mentioned with, you know, your two-man fast break with Stafford and obviously Johnson and his two-man fast break with Marshall and Cutler. I mean, but Jay Cutler and how he handles the pressure from your standpoint.
Well, hopefully he doesn't handle it well. We have a lot of respect for Jay Cutler. We played some really physical games, and, you know, that guy always has answered the bell, and we put some good shots on him, and he just gets up and shakes it off and plays. And, you know, he's a great competitor. He goes out every week and lays it on the line for his team. You know, I don't know if there's a tougher quarterback in the NFL. Comes down to executing on Sunday. Our guys will work hard to keep him from executing and keep their offense out of the end zone. You know, we got to put good pressure on them with our front. And like you guys have alluded to, we can't let Brandon Marshall move the chains. We also can't let him get big plays and touchdowns, particularly in the red zone with his size. You know, so those are all components of it. You know, if we can stay after him. The last time we played him, I almost say we had a good defensive outing, but we allowed 13 points. We need another similar type outing to put us in position to go out and get this last win.
Well, Coach, good luck to you this weekend, and have a happy new year, and hopefully we'll talk to you down the road, Coach.
All right, thanks, guys.
Take care, Jim. Thank you.